Good morning and welcome to Making a Change for Good. Good morning, Sharon.
Good morning, Ashwini.
Our assignment from yesterday. As you read over how suffering happens for you, can you get a sense of the karma behind this issue? What beliefs, assumptions, projections, behavior do you consistently choose that result in suffering? Example, I consistently push away any expression of concern that is not expressed in a form acceptable to me. Since I don't receive concern in the form it is offered and actively push it away, I remain in the story that no one really cares about me. RL, what you see. All right, here's our first caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Sandy in Berkeley.
Hi, Sandy, did you say?
Yeah, Sandy.
Hi, Sandy.
Hi. So what I'm seeing is, well, first of all, it's just so fascinating how we go through these months, how, like, it's not about what it seems to be about. And even when we go through the same process over and over again, like, sometimes the themes that come up, I'm like, uh-oh, am I repeating myself? Like, did I not pick something unique enough or distinct enough? And then, I don't know, like, what's underneath it ends up being really different. So, anyway, it's just amazing.
Well, Sandy, you could apply that to all of life.
I hope so.
Just on the simple, in the simple way that every moment of life is completely brand new. It's only ego that thinks anything repeats. Nothing repeats. Nothing ever repeats. And so the experience that you're describing is that you, being more and more present, are seeing deeper and deeper layers of what is.
How fun. Yeah.
How fun. Yes. Exciting.
I'll
yes,
take
indeed.
It. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just, and one of the things I realized was, like, so powerfully over the last week or so has just been that I had a couple of illnesses a few years ago, and they like impacted my ability to work, and so it was kind of a significant thing in my life. And I noticed that there's sort of a forecast or expectation, these voices that I didn't even realize were voices. It just seemed like true that, like, oh, you know, you better be prepared for that to happen again or tomorrow or blah, 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 blah. But in mm-hmm. talking to, you know, doctors and what have you, like, that doesn't seem to be a reasonable forecast. And, like, I realized, like, everybody yeah. could happen, like, not to, you know, be creep anyone out or anything, but, like, any of us could have something hard happen, especially with the pandemic at any time. And so I'm not sure my odds are significantly different than anyone else's, you know? So
I think that you're absolutely correct. And again, I project what you're seeing is that has always been the case. So I'm fond of saying that almost everybody, I project, is going to die. And unless they're very careful, their last thought is going to be, I never thought of that. Okay? Because, you know, a person doesn't fly because they have this paranoia that they're going to die in a plane crash. And then they drown in their bathtub. Yeah? So the stories that go on in our head, we truly can just ignore them because they have no validity whatsoever. If they ever happen to be accurate about something, it's a complete accident.
Yeah, the stop
okay?
twice a day kind of thing. Yeah.
Yeah. So stay with it. Because what you're doing is just going deeper and deeper and deeper, and ego doesn't live there.
Yeah, it's really mm-hmm. amazing. Thank you so much.
You are so very welcome. Ashwini, are you talking to a muted phone?
Well, I'm trying to talk. I'm going to just hang on and try to mute Sandy. But I'm going to bring on another caller while I do that, all right?
While you fight the technology? Okay, here we go.
A little bit. Here we go. Next caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself? Next caller.
All right, next caller.
Okay. Well, let's see. I'm hoping I've muted that caller because...
You know, we get so comfortable with technology thinking, oh, it's all fixed, everything is fine, back to normal.
Yeah, let me do this one more time, Sherry. Hang on 1 second. Next caller, you are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself? Okay, well, something is not working on the queue today. Let me try someone else. Here we go. Next caller, you are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Chris calling from Boston.
Oh, Chris, and you really are live on the air. How wonderful. Right. What are you seeing?
I'm glad to be here. The karma that is always chosen, or seems to be the habit of being chosen, is that I'm inadequate.
Yeah, of course, because it has to constantly choose that, or you're going to notice the mountain of evidence that indicates you're not.
Mm-hmm. Right, and it's so subtle in some ways, but then not once you see it. But
let's just underline that one, okay? It is so subtle that we can't even see it. And then when we see it, it is so glaring, it wants to beat us up for not having seen it sooner. There's the human condition right there.
Right, mm-hmm. Right. And what I've been noticing around receiving in particular is here's an example of the subtle is... this is conditioning. You don't know how to do recordings that well, so just listen to another recording from the monastery. And that's a really kind of subtle, it sounds like a kind advice, but in
so
reality...
So helpful.
Right.
So helpful. Because, Chris, you're inadequate. That's why you can't make decent recordings for yourself. So just go ahead and listen to somebody else who actually can do a good job.
Exactly.
Oh, it's just evil, isn't it?
Well, it is, and it also makes, it's like, what's the word? It's like stupid dust, because, you know, then I hear myself giving, you know, saying things to friends when they're in a difficult place, and I think, I would love to hear that. I can say that to others. I can clearly say it to me.
That's right. In fact, if you really wanted to offer a kindness to your friends, you would just whip out your phone and say, you know, I just heard that. That was really good. I need to hear that too. I'm going to make a recording of that so I don't forget. And they'll go, what are you doing? And then you can tell them.
That's a great point. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, very good. You got a plan.
I have a plan.
Plan of attack. Yeah.
Exactly.
All right.
Thank you, Chris.
I'm still working on the queue, Sherry, so here's our next caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Goodness gracious.
Hi, this is Melissa.
Well, hello, Melissa. Good to hear you.
Good morning. Yeah, good to hear you too. So I had a really strong experience listening to the radio show, listening to the morning show yesterday, and I was able to really receive what I felt like was the incredible compassion that was given to one of the callers. And it just really deeply moved me. And and it was fortunate that I had a reflective listening buddy call immediately after the show. And so I was talking about the experience and talking about how, you know, the facilitator was showing up for the caller. And right at that moment, I happened to turn and look at a project that I'm working on that I'm really struggling with, and the voices of doubt are coming in and being like, well, is it worth it? And was able to, you know, for the facilitator, it was worth it. Like this issue of like worth and like that it's like somehow it, seeing that like when you're in the love, when you're in the love of the person or the task or the object, when you're receiving that love of it, then worth it doesn't even make any sense. It's not even a word that makes any sense.
Exactly. What are we talking about? Worth? It's kind of, Melissa, it reminds me of the enough question, right? It takes us to that place of what? we're conditioned to believe it and think it means something, and then you stop and really hear it and realize that doesn't mean anything. That's just nice.
Right.
Is it worth
it?
Because really what it's saying is, are you worth it?
Oof.
Right? That's the implication.
And I think that's the constant ego process that I tussle with. And of course then you get into this argument of worth it or not worth it. But you know, when you go back to the receiving the love that you have for whatever it is, then it just isn't even a question, because you love that thing.
Well, and I would say more important than that, you love that person.
Or the person, yeah.
You love that person. It doesn't matter what she's doing. It doesn't matter what she's involved in. It doesn't matter how she spends her time. It doesn't matter
what she thinks
is important.
Meaning this, the person that I would be acting towards, but meaning this
Melissa.
Person.
That's right. Yes. And we get to see that she is worth every effort. And the point, the connection that you're making is when you're with her in love, there.
Yeah.
That's all there is. Those questions and those issues just never even arrive. Because all you're doing is being love.
Right. And so if the impulse arises, there's a good chance it's arisen out of love. And so then...
And there's a good chance a voice is going to come in right afterwards that says something like, really?
Right, like
or
that's
keeping
not worth
time.
It.
That's not worth it. You spent too much time on that already. That's never going to... Yeah, and so just seeing that difference, right? There she is in love, and then here comes the voice.
Right. And so to stay, like to just kind of like take that step back and to stay in the receiving of the love and the impulse, it's almost like a step backwards.
Yes, exactly. Because the attention goes out with ego, right? It goes out. Look at that project. I mean, why are you doing that? What is that? Is that really worth it? I mean, all that time, all that. And it really, and then you take a step back, which is the attention coming inward, and you find the person and the love. Yeah. So that's a perfect image for it.
Oh, thank you.
You are so welcome. I can't tell you how welcome you are. Go happy, huh?
Oh, you too. You too.
All That's right. So. Thanks, Melissa. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Melissa. I love that play on words, Sherry, because that's really it, isn't it? How welcome we are.
Mm-hmm.
That notion mm-hmm. of worth, meaning that you're only welcome if. And
yeah.
in that conversation, that really struck me is that the conditioned, that separation, which is conditioning and ego, makes you know, outcomes so important. It must be
yes.
worthwhile to do, or there's a result
mm-hmm.
that is implied, whereas
mm-hmm.
an action of love is inherently worthwhile, and that's what
mm-hmm.
we miss, because there's
mm-hmm.
no tangible outcome that we can see to it, and the conditioning is to automatically assume that it has no value without validation or something. Which is
yes.
not defined.
And,
I mean, it
right.
is such a nebulous word. It's not worth it.
Yes. Yes. And the only, I would say, the only tangible outcome we get is happiness.
That's true, which is also not worth it because it's selfish to be
right.
happy.
Right. Yeah, you're going to spend all that time and energy on that just to make yourself happy, and
exactly.
then you just grin and say, yes,
yeah.
I am.
Yes. All right, here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Oh, dear, that's not working. Oh,
hello?
My goodness. Maybe that person could call back in on another system.
Yeah, we can't hear them at all. Except some squeaks. So here we go. Let's try another caller.
Okay.
Next caller, you are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, Sherry. This is Tom.
Hey, Tom. What are you seeing?
Well, I'm seeing quite a bit. I chose as my focus receiving one thing at a time. Meaning when I'm on the radio call or listening to the radio call, that's all I'm doing. I'm not weeding the garden or tending
uh-huh.
to the chickens or any of that.
Mm-hmm.
And there are times where I'm listening and I'm like, wait a minute, I'm weeding the garden right now. That's not what I'm working on.
From my chair.
It is amazing how quickly I can just go to, wait, I got to empty the dishwasher.
Oh, you mean literally you're getting up. You're not sitting in your chair imagining, listening to the radio show and imagining that you're weeding the garden. You actually get up and find yourself weeding the garden.
Oh, no, I'm a robot. I go off and weed the garden. Yeah, physically.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Ooh. Ooh, that is one of those wait a minute moments, isn't it?
Well,
how did I get here?
Yeah. And, you know, if I've learned nothing from the practice, I have learned that's a time where I can kind of be very grateful that I wake up and have a chuckle
yes.
and just
yes.
come back.
Yes. Yes. Well, and be curious, right? It's fascinating. How truly... How did that happen to me? I made a decision. I was right there, and now I'm over here. What happened? And that's such a rich place to practice, because now you're really curious, right? This is a mystery.
Yeah.
Happening right here in my own body.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Well, Sherry, can you give me the answer to that mystery? No, kidding. I did have a question, though, about recording and listening, which, of course, has been just a total blessing in my life. If I am doing something like driving, something that I, you know, I have to go to work. I mean, I don't have to, but you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm doing something like that, I'm looking for guidance on, is it okay to do the listening at those times also?
Well, Tom, thank you very much. You gave me an opening to say something I'm very excited about. I just read one of our oldest books called Nothing Happens Next that has definitely been something of a sleeper. And I said to Ashwini and June, can we just put this up on the web and let people read it? Because people are home now. Aww. It seems like a really good time to bring more conscious awareness to meditating. And they both said, sure. So that's going to happen in just a little while.
Wonderful.
And the reason that I made that connection for you, Tom, is that there's that example where people have an idea of meditation, that it's some altered state. You know, you go off into some zone somewhere. And so the idea of driving while meditating, it is terrifying to them. Because some of them have their eyes closed, right? And and what I said was, meditation is being thoroughly here. And so with expanded awareness, right? And that's exactly where you want to be when you're driving. So the recording and listening is like meditation in that way, in that it gives you a point to be grounded in that is here. And so it's much, now, of course, you're going to solve the riddle of how did I get to the garden as part of this, because even when we're listening to a recording or making a recording, we can go off, right? If we're not paying attention. And so, but it's something that increases our chances of being present. And so it's like this, you know, people, there are tons of people who are just listening to this, our conversation, and yet it's bringing them back to center, even though they're not participating in it, because it's a centered conversation. It's a practice conversation. And so that tends to bring us to the present. And that's what will happen to you as you listen. And then as you go along, you'll record and you'll feel that expanded awareness that you have when you're driving. And then you'll wonder how dangerous it is to be out there with people who aren't doing that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let me know, okay?
Beautiful. Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Oh,
go
you
happy.
Are so welcome. All right, you too. Thanks, Tom.
Thanks, Tom. Sherry, what drops in that you often also say is, I am either listening to a centered conversation or a conversation that brings me to center. I'm listening to a conversation in conditioned mind. So listening is a great way to not be in the other conversation, which is negative and subconscious and subliminal and depressing and whatever, right?
Yeah, and dangerous.
And dangerous.
Right? Because if I'm lost in some unconscious conversation somewhere, I'm not paying attention to what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the other thing is, you know, we often say attention is a skill that we learn in awareness practice, but we are practicing awareness, which means that it's attention on awareness that we're actually practicing. And so being able to have an expanded awareness with attention on awareness listening is such an important skill for us to cultivate in our practice.
So it's kind of with what Tom was saying, it's like, how did I get to the garden?
Yes,
right? So I'm listening to recordings as kind of as an awareness practice exercise.
Yes.
So what happens now? Can I still, do I know who's behind me, beside me, in front of me, how fast I'm going?
Yeah. It's a practice of expanding awareness.
Yeah, that's very fun.
All right, let me see if I can bring our caller back, because they dialed back in. Here we go. Next caller, you're now live on the air. Could you please introduce yourself? Clearly not. I'm so sorry.
Oh, darn it.
Okay. Next caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Gracious goodness.
I know. Both those callers were dialed back in, so I was hoping to get them back, but clearly not. Here we go. Next caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Renee in Oregon.
Oh, thank goodness, Renee.
I know, it took a minute for it to say unmuted.
Interesting. All right. Well, what are you seeing?
Well, that was a great, what I was, when he was just saying, took me right here to the moment. So thank you for that. Having that expanded awareness of all of awareness and then of all the rest of it going on at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I've just been really enjoying practice a lot and seeing the karma, and there have been times, I could go into all the self-hate and the karma and all that, but I won't. But
No. Not now and not ever.
Not ever,
that's,
right?
That's our commitment. Yeah.
But what I've been enjoying, the workshops and the radio shows, and is there have been times where you'll laugh at something or Ashwini will say something, and in the past I didn't really get it. And one of the things that you were laughed at was that I had laughed also was that I wouldn't have in the past. It would have just kind of gone over my head. When we're doing something in awareness and ego's coming in to talk to us about how we could really get something else other than that we're already getting right there at that moment. And I've noticed that so much, that promise of when we go with ego that we're going to get something that we're looking for, and we have it right here. Like it's right here. Like it's...
Yes.
There's nothing to get or go or be or do or anything. So...
Yes.
I just love it. I love that.
Isn't that fabulous?
Yes.
Isn't that fabulous? You can only be as happy as you can be, and the only place you're going to ever be as happy as you can be is right here.
Right, and that's all we want.
That's
I mean,
it.
That's all we want. But, yeah.
That's right. It's all we ask for.
Yep.
And the price we pay for unlimited happiness is presence. What a deal.
Yeah, I know, right?
All we have to do is give up going off with hateful, lying voices. And we get all of the happiness that's possible for a human being.
Yes.
Good grief.
Yes, and it does take a while for that to sink in. I have to say that.
Oh, yes, it does.
And to keep doing
it does.
All the time.
Yes,
breaking
it
those
does.
Habits. Yeah.
That's right. That's it. That's it. And you can see why people get talked into quitting.
Yeah.
Right? It's back to Melissa, right? The boy says, is this worth it? I mean, are you really getting anywhere? These people are talking about stuff and laughing about stuff. You don't know what they're doing. Really?
Right.
And you just stay with it.
Yeah.
You just stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it.
Yep.
And pretty soon, I get it.
Yep. That's exactly it.
Are you just kind of 2 feet off the ground these days?
I pretty much am. I mean, I get pulled into it, of course. And most I've been working with work, because work really pulls me into the karma and the suffering. And with coaching and being home has just been a blessing, you know, for me.
Oh,
and so, there's times where I'm, lots of times where I'm just blissful. Yes. And like I said, you're saying, you know, like when you say the world is here for us and it's all for us, and I'm like, I get that now. I get that.
Yes. And the fact that you're going around, absolutely nothing is happening, and you're in bliss.
Right.
And the voices are going, this can't be, this can't be. You should be doing this or focused on that or accomplishing this, or what are people going to say about that? And you just grin.
Yeah. And you just, when I wake up and when it's got me in some fantasy about what to buy or where to go or even what next practice activity to do, I'll go, no, I don't need to do any of that because I can just have it right here.
That's right.
Like, I don't need to really do anything but just be here and practice awareness. And
that's right. That's
it's
right.
Immediate relief.
And sign up for those practice supports because they do help you be here.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely sign up for them. But right now I don't have to have it.
You don't have to worry about it.
But I do sign up for it because then I have just more
That's
support
right.
and practice to learn how to do it more. Yeah.
That's right. And to find out, well, how happy can a person be?
Right. That would be a good mission.
Yes, exactly. Yep. How happy can a... Let's find out.
Yep.
All right.
Yep,
keep
so thank
posted.
You.
I want to know.
I will.
All
we'll
right.
see.
Thanks, Renee.
Thank you.
Thanks, Renee. Sherry, what drops in about that is when we lose, I think the thing that struck me when Renee was saying that is I have the experience that the activity is promising right here. So
yes.
let me have that experience. And then,
yes.
then whatever I'm doing, I can have that experience. It doesn't matter what I do, I'll still have
exactly
that
right.
experience.
And, that's you know. Exactly right. I'm not counting on that meal
yes.
that I'm planning and cooking. I'm not counting on that to make me happy. I'm already happy. So
right.
whatever happens with the meal,
I'll
well, that'll
be
just
happy.
Land in happiness.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's the... I think what we're surrendering is the conditional to our happiness.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, exactly so.
Which goes to our assignment for today. We are conditioned to be a human sacrifice. We're sacrificed to maintain ego. Assignment, what of you is sacrificed when the karma is chosen? What are you not allowed to see, to feel, to have, to be? RL, what you see?
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, let's go happy then.
Let's go happy and we'll see everyone after the weekend. Oh, here, everyone.
Oh, that's true. It's
the weekend,
isn't it? It's Friday.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, very good. Oh, have a lovely... Oh, it's a long weekend, isn't it?
Well, it's...
I think it is. I think it's a holiday.
Who knows?
We'll be here.
We'll be
good
here.
Good Lord willing,
right.
we'll be here. All right. Thank you, Ashwini. Thank you, everybody.
Take care. Go happy.
Bye-bye.